The 52 buildings at the University of Texas at El Paso blend so well with the surrounding mountains that they become part of them, like grains of sand in a desert. The campus, with nearly 15,000 students, sits in the foothills of the Franklin Mountains. The building's gentle sloping walls, deeply inset windows, and overhanging rooftops create a harmonious environment which evokes veneration. It's a soft design for this rugged region, one that originated in Bhutan in the Himalayas. The campus so typifies Bhutanese architecture that the university sometimes is called Shangri-La on the border. The idea came from a dean's wife, Kathleen Worrell, after fire gutted the main building of the original campus in 1916. At the time, the university was a state mining and metallurgy school. Administrators decided to rebuild on a new tract near the Rio Grande, surrounded by the Franklin Mountains. Mrs. Worrell recalled pictures in a 1914 edition of National Geographic depicting ancient fortress monasteries in Bhutan in similar mountainous terrain. The El Paso architectural firm Trost & Trost designed the first new building, now called Old Main. It's a model of classic Bhutanese architecture. Red brick bands are accented with colored circular tiles called mandala. They separate severely indented windows originally designed to shelter archers repelling enemies. Dusty brown stucco walls slope 7 inches over 10 feet with broad bases and narrow tops. They're capped with a hip roof with steep overhangs made of poured concrete covered with gravel. Native andesite rock and limestone provide the wall base. UTEP joined the University of Texas system in 1969. Long before environmental sensitivity became more commonplace in design, this avant-garde campus illustrated that nature's beauty could inspire meaning and poetry in public architecture.